This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, always will be, always have been, always continue to be, and capitalist evangelist, coming to you for the house that Root built. What did General Washington say, General George Washington, in the Revolutionary War? If you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day. We go to war right here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Only show of its kind, by the way. No script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. An exclusive story at the U.K. Daily Mail. Trauma nurse at Texas border town visited by Kamala Harris reveals her hospital is filled with migrants suffering broken legs, smashed spines, and shattered hips from falling over the border wall. It's a tall wall. If you fall off that one, you're going to break a leg and maybe every bone in your body and all your ribs, and you're going to crush your spine. She says half her beds, Miriam Torres, who works at El Paso's University Medical Center, that said that half her beds are regularly taken by migrants. And they're there because they shattered bones by falling off the border wall as they attempt to cross into the U.S. It's such a compassionate thing to believe in these people. You know, by the way, as I tell this story, every Republican is listening going, what a disgrace, the bill's on us, they're illegal aliens, it's horrible, what a joke, Biden's letting these people in. Every Democrat's going, well, that's the reason we need to knock the wall down. Let's let them just walk right across. They don't need to break their legs jumping over a wall or smash their spine. Just let them right in. That's interesting, Republicans and Democrats right there. Torres says the hospital is so desperate for space, it's now issuing contracts to care homes to take in the injured migrants during their treatment. Doctors come in now and just label the patient's charge a BWF, standing for border wall fall. It's that routine these days, but it's putting a great strain on the hospital. She added, when Joe Biden took office, almost immediately we started to see the numbers increasing. It's been overwhelming at times. And this is where Kamala Harris landed. An exasperated trauma nurse in the town visited by Kamala Harris is the one giving us this information, Miriam Torres. So thank you, Daily Mail. They're not always, they're actually kind of a liberal publication, UK Daily Mail. But they also kind of dig any headline, any controversy, any salacious story that that gets your eyeballs. So they'll kind of, you know, be equal opportunity. They may be more anti-conservative Republican and anti-Trump than I would like, but they're also kind of anti-everyone because they want everybody to tune in, and if it bleeds, it leads. So they have nothing but outrageous stories. The New York Post and UK Daily Mail are both in that category, and so even though neither are perfect, I like to check them out and find great stories there. There's a story from Glenn Greenwald, who's a very liberal journalist in Europe, in the United Kingdom. And he says the liberal media is covering for the FBI's suspected role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol because they work together, the media and the FBI. So it's really amazing. I called it from day one that the whole January 6th thing is a lie, that Antifa was in the middle of it and instigating everything bad that happened, and that now it turns out, according to Glenn Greenwald, the FBI was in the middle of it. Without fail, the government has thrown the book at most people who were present in the Capitol on January 6th at Tucker Carlson. There was a nationwide dragnet to find them, and many of them are still in solitary confinement tonight. But strangely, some of the key people who participated on January 6th have not been charged. Look at the documents. The government calls those people unindicted co-conspirators. What does that mean? Well, it means that in potentially every single case, they were FBI operatives. If Tucker is right, and at this point there's little reason to doubt him, given the FBI's extensive history of entrapping people to bolster arrest stats and send the message to the country they are in, that means Trump's own government was involved in setting him and his supporters up for massive persecution coming down from the Biden regime, all in the name of preventing another insurrection. So Tucker Carlson and this website are talking about this and other FBI abuses. And why isn't the mainstream media? Where's Chuck Todd? Where's Jack Tapper? Where's Chris Cuomo? Where's Joe Scarborough? Where's Rachel Maddow? Where's the Washington Post? Where's the LA Times? Where's the New York Times? Where's USA Today? They just won't touch the story. And why? Because the FBI, along with the CIA and other elements of the U.S. intelligence deep state, are partnered with the major media to control narratives and spread fear and loathing, just like state and media apparatus in places like China, North Korea, Cuba, and don't forget Russia. Glenn Greenwald, one of the last true investigative journalists out there, a liberal, they all know he's a liberal, explains all of this in a new piece he published. The liberal media axis, as he describes it, are in an angry uproar over a recent report questioning their foreknowledge and involvement of the FBI in the January 6th Capitol riot. As soon as that new report was published on Monday, a consensus instantly emerged in liberal media precincts that this is an unhinged, ignorant, and insane conspiracy theory that deserves no consideration. He added, despite the fact these same outlets know of the FBI's history of entrapment. Greenwald went on to note that Revolver News and Tucker Carlson reported documented ample evidence of FBI infiltration of the three key groups at the center of the January 6th investigation: Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and Three Percenters, and noted how many alleged riot leaders from these groups have not yet been indicted, while low-level protesters have been aggressively charged with major felonies and held without bail. The plot leaders have thus far been shielded from charges because they were all in on it. They're all in on it. Amazing. And this is literally Glenn Greenwald, a liberal journalist. We get the best reporting from people who are pit bulls, who are relentless. And it doesn't matter if they're on the right or the left. But 99% of the left that's a pit bull against Trump and conservatives all the time has suddenly gone AWOL when it comes to the atrocities of the left and the scams of the left and the frauds of the left. And going hand in hand with that is a new video leak of America-hating leftists preparing to infiltrate the January 6th protests. You know, they called me a conspiracy theorist because I merely tell the truth and ask a lot of questions. And they don't like what I say. And they don't like the fact that I unearth all of their scams. And it turns out I was right again. There's no question Antifa was right in the middle of all of this nonsense on January 6th. And our people were 99% good people, nice people, salt-of-the-earth people, did nothing wrong. Nancy Pelosi and the mainstream media and pretty much everyone else on the left want you to believe the mostly peaceful Capitol riots only involved MAGA patriots. They consistently proclaim there was no Antifa, no BLM, or other neo-Marxist groups infiltrating the protests and prompting the storming of the Capitol. And by the way, guess who really prompted the storming of the Capitol? The Capitol Police, who said, come on in. An inconvenient video, to paraphrase Al Gore, has leaked, revealing at least two radical progressive infiltrators preparing to go engage in the MAGA protests at the Capitol. Another video shows them posing as One American News reporters, OAN. So much for the no infiltrators narrative. You have to blend in. You have to have a visual identifier. The point, in case anyone's missing it, is that leftists do disguise themselves as Trump supporters at protests and rallies. And then they list the original thread online for anyone who wants to read it, which proves these guys disguise themselves as Trumpers. One says, dude, I'm not effing with you, after handing him a face mask with an American flag on it. You got to blend in. I know you can't stomach wearing it, but you need to blend in. You need to have a visual identifier. So not only is he handing him an American flag mask, face mask, with the objective of blending in so they can cause trouble and blame it on us, but they all admit in their secret moments they hate the American flag and they can't stand wearing it. Mainstream media has completely ignored all of this, as well as videos depicting leftist extremists engaging in operations that were intended to spark the violence we saw at the Capitol. The left's narrative is that it's been all about Donald Trump, urging his supporters to burn down the city. Sadly, the average American will never see these videos or have a clue about the real genesis of violence at the Capitol on January 6th. The sheep will continue to listen to Nancy Pelosi spew her propaganda. And one more piece of interesting propaganda being flipped on its head. The inventor of the vaccines, he invented the mRNA technology. He deviates from the CDC and sounds an alarm on the risks of the COVID vaccines that he invented. He says the government is not being transparent. What a shocker. What a shocker. Listen, it doesn't get a bigger story that should wake you up than earlier this week. I think on Monday, I told you it's now a fact. It's not an internet rumor. It's not something made up by the fake news media. It's not something made up by conservatives to cause trouble. It's a fact. Four British Airways pilots died in 1 week, 2 weeks ago. 1 week, four young pilots dropped dead, all four after getting their second COVID vaccine. And these are the people that want you and I to get the vaccine. Don't forget, the same inventor of the vaccine says young kids don't need it, shouldn't get it, too many risks involved. At the same moment, they're all pushing the vaccine on all our children. It's really sick, and it borders on mass murder. It's very sick. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wade Allyn. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, congratulations again. I mentioned it yesterday, but I want to say it again. My old friend Curtis Sliwa, who founded the Guardian Angels, and we were both kids back in New York, and now he's like 60-something years old, and he just won the Republican primary for mayor of New York, something a lot of people I don't think thought could happen. And he's now running up against Eric Adams. It'll be an interesting race. I don't know if any Republican has any chance, even slight chance, to win anymore in New York City. The world has changed so radically. You know, for 25 years in a row, you had Republican mayors of New York City in Rudy Giuliani and Mayor Bloomberg. But all of a sudden now, New York's gotten so liberal. You look at the results of the presidential election, and, you know, a Republican in New York City has just no chance. But if anyone does have a chance, it's got to be Curtis Sliwa. And, oh, by the way, if Andrew Paul, my executive producer and booker, is listening, please book me, Curtis Sliwa, so I can properly congratulate him in person and find out if he thinks he has an actual chance, puncher's chance to win the mayor of New York City. Wouldn't that be a kicker? Oh, my gosh, if he became the mayor of New York, Curtis Sliwa, fascinating. And I was just talking as we left the last segment about all the scams involving the January 6th January 6th insurrection, as they call it. And a damning video is released by Bobby Powell of the January 6th protest showing violent hoodlums in black smashing windows and damaging the U.S. Capitol, but the FBI refuses to look for them despite ironclad evidence. Isn't that weird? Bobby Powell is the host of a podcast, and he's got a video that exposes two likely FBI informants who were filmed breaking windows, attacking the building, and even pushing people inside the U.S. Capitol. He said two men I saw attacking the building, breaking windows, pushing people inside, have not been arrested, and they're not on the list of suspects being sought by the FBI. Now I provided the FBI with 29 minutes of high-definition footage more than 5 months ago, and neither of these men have been arrested. They're not in any of the 400-plus indictments. I've checked them all. There's not one frame of video, not one still photograph on either of these men on the FBI's webpage that asked people to give them tips on who the rioters were. They were putting up all kinds of fuzzy pictures, but they're not putting up the HDI images that I sent them. It's really quite amazing. It's just unbelievable. And I remember those videos. I remember seeing guys clad in black that could only be Antifa smashing the windows. Now, I didn't know they pushed people inside. So let me get this straight. The Capitol Police invited people inside, waved them inside, and Antifa supporters dressed in black pushed them along and made them go inside. But it's conservative Trump supporters that are terrible people, and it was an insurrection. Not one person was armed. The only person who got killed was actually the Trump fan. Ashley Babbitt, I think was her name, the gal who was a Air Force veteran. She got killed, shot dead by Capitol policemen for no reason. She was unarmed. And we get blamed. A couple of news stories, just as we end this segment, a couple of news stories I've not gotten to today that are big news. Derek Chauvin, the policeman who was found guilty of killing, I guess they would say murdering, George Floyd, was sentenced to 22.5 years in prison. With good behavior, that means he'll probably get out in 15. He'll probably get out in 15. He'll be somewhere in his early 60s when he gets out. I believe he's 45 or 46 years old, so he might be 60 or 61 or 62 when he gets out. He was sentenced to 10 years above the recommended sentence. 10 years above. A 10-year addition to the recommended sentence. The defense had requested probation. The prosecution was asking for 30 years. And some of Floyd's brothers and relatives were asking for 40 years, and the same judge denied the defense's request for a new trial early in the day. Here's a guy that's, it looks horrible. No, I never once said anything other than it looks horrible. He kept his knee for 9 minutes while people screamed, "You're killing him," and he screamed, "I can't breathe." And I just don't think he should have done it, but I don't think it rises to the level of murder in any way, shape, or form, let alone 20 years in prison. And then the death toll in the Miami condo, when the show started, I don't know if it's gone up since then, but it reached 4 people with more than 150 still missing. I don't know if you saw the building. It's an incredible scene. It looks like a building in Sarajevo during the Yugo Wars, right? It looks like something in the middle of a battlefield. You know, I remember those wars in Yugoslavia and Serbia and Croatia, and buildings were just gone all around. That's what it looked like. It just collapsed. It just pancaked. 150 missing, got to assume, probably, sadly, tragically, they're all gone. The building is reportedly sinking since the 90s. Didn't anybody know that?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Miami-Dade says officials still have hope they will find survivors from the partial collapse of a high-rise condo near Miami Beach. At least 4 people are dead and 159 others are unaccounted for as crews search. Rescuers continue to focus on an area where sounds were heard. Rachel Spiegel has been waiting for word on her mother, who is one of the 159 people unaccounted for.
We're just praying and hoping for a miracle. I mean, my mom means everything to me, and I need her in my life.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22 years and 6 months in prison for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin will have to serve at least two-thirds of that sentence before he will be eligible for parole. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Warrior's with you. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Make no mistake. Yellen, you know, I've been reading this ad for like 3 months for Asset Strategies. How right did they turn out to be? Right? I opened the entire show today with the fact that the May inflation number is the largest increase in 30 years. And inflation is expected to reach 8% in 2021. And B of A, Bank of America, says it's not transitory. It's not short term. They see up to 4 years of hyperinflation. So I've been telling you this for months and months and months, that inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios and the number one killer of your standard of living and the number one killer of your retirement, the number one killer of the estate you leave your kids. And your best protection is gold and silver and precious metals. And that's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International, otherwise known as ASI, wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price, just $59 over the price of gold while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you will get the best deal on the planet Earth for any precious metal you're interested in buying, or any rare coin. We've got our guest, Dr. Robert Odell, the owner and medical director of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America, located in Las Vegas. He's also got a clinic in Tennessee. Great guy. And by the way, if you have pain, it's nvpainrelief.com, NV for Nevada, painrelief.com, or you can contact them at 702-257-PAIN, 702-257-PAIN. And we want to talk about the opioid crisis. Let me welcome to the show Dr. Robert Odell.
Hey, Wayne, how you doing? Those are in Knoxville and Tri-Cities area in East Tennessee.
Very good. Very good. Tennessee and also in Vegas on West Sahara, located in Vegas.
Nice people.
On West Sahara. Great people in Tennessee. Great Republican state. Great Republican state. Not in any danger.
Yeah.
Unlike Texas or Florida, it's not even on the, you know, kind of close. It could go either way one day. Tennessee is a red Republican state for years to come. Love those people. So let's talk about the opioid crisis in America. How bad is it, Dr. Odell?
Well, what has happened is in 1907, there was a Flexner report that basically said that all electricity and all nutrition was no good. Half the doctors are using electricity. You know how partial I am to electricity, and it's an exit device. Anyway, after that came a culture, because that Flexner report formed the basis for medical education in this country, of a have a symptom, take a pill. The concept of this has caused many of us to turn into a society that relies on pills, often papering over symptoms with pain medications. Now, look, narcotics are good for acute temporary pain. And I sometimes have to, you know, say, look, if you need something temporarily while we're getting better, it's okay. We'll start with tramadol, maybe hydrocodone, oxycodone, 5 milligrams, escalate up as you need it. But really, for chronic pain, it's probably not the best answer. We were kind of sold a bill of goods by the drug companies, and that, of course, is another story.
Doc, are you on a speakerphone? It's just kind of odd the way it's coming through. There's a little bit of interference. Are you on a speakerphone, or are you on
a phone? I'm on the phone. Is that okay?
There you go. Well, now it sounds much better. Much better. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead. Continue. You got the floor.
Anyway.
Opioids.
Okay. Well, you know, the patients have been on significant doses of narcotics. In 2017, the CDC said you can't do that. You got to start cutting people back, and they made some requirements, including the draconian cutbacks for people that basically they retracted in 2019. The federal government has prosecuted people based on these recommendations, and some of these government witnesses have not looked at the newer CDC recommendations when some of the stuff was retracted. Some of these folks do need the narcotics. They need them long term, and they can live a good functional life. Hopefully, we will not have that going forward. One of the things that's really, really important is that people understand what they can do for this. We really need to look for alternate ways of treating pain, because, you know, that's a cornerstone and the reason Detra for the existence of my clinic here in Las Vegas. The other thing that's really important, if you do have pain, wherever you are, always consider using non-opioid alternatives, either non-pharmacological means, NSAIDs, which do have their own set of side effects, acetaminophen, which is pretty safe. And like I said, tramadol is only 1/6,000th the new opioid or the strength of morphine, and it has another substance in there that does make it more effective. It's a good thing to take temporarily. If you are taking opioids, consider reducing the quantity. Many, many people can reduce the quantity that they're on, and their pain, you know something? It doesn't go up. Some do, but that's why you need to do this in conjunction with your doctor. There's something called opioid-induced hyperalgesia. It's a fancy word for saying opioids work in the body to make you need more opioids. And I'm not sure how well understood it is. It's a little bit different than tolerance, which has very similar effects. The third thing that's important is maintain a healthy lifestyle. Oh, go ahead, Wayne.
Well, I was just going to ask about something over the counter like ibuprofen. Is that something dangerous? Is that something so minor and mild that a person could safely take that long term?
Well, you know, if you take 200 milligrams, that's over the counter. If you take four of those, that's 800 milligrams three times a day is the maximum recommended dose. So if you take four tablets, you're really taking a prescription dose. Why are NSAIDs prescription? Well, they can cause kidney problems. They can cause problems with platelets, bleeding, and they can cause effects on the stomach. So in many cases, tramadol might even be safer. I know it sounds kind of silly me saying that, but really that's what people need to know, because in one sense, the pendulum has swung too far in the other way. Now, the third thing that's important is maintaining a healthy lifestyle. You know, we talk about this all the time, and sometimes it's not hard. I've lost about 10 pounds in the last, month or so with diet, and I feel great. Exercising regularly goes along with that. And then one thing that people don't think about is giving emotional support to those people who may be unduly under the influence of these substances, whether they're narcotics, benzos, or even illegal drugs. Benzodiazepines in conjunction with narcotics are very dangerous, because the risk of stopping breathing, respiratory depression, is magnified by 100-fold. They did a study where the risk of respiratory depression in animals, or the LD50, the number of animals that would die given a certain dose, half of them would die, was like in the hundreds for both fentanyl and Valium, fentanyl and morphine. When you put them together, that number dropped to 4, because the respiratory depressive effects of the narcotics are magnified by the sedative effects of the benzos. And I rarely ever give those in conjunction. That's frowned upon these days. The other thing, it might kind of sound silly, but consider supporting those charities who directly assist addicts and the homeless, or volunteer yourself, because, you know, this is a society problem. Some people do have an addictive personality. You know, it's an illness. It's nothing to make a judgment about. It's an illness. And the more that you can help, either with your pocketbook or with your volunteering, it's going to be a better world, a better country, and a better world for all of us, Democrat or Republican.
So, I see a set of questions here that I'm supposed to talk to you about, and one of them strikes my fancy. How can doctors help when the pain can only be self-reported and cannot be actually measured through medical means like blood pressure? You know, you can do blood pressure, you know exactly what's going on, but you can't measure pain. Or is there any way to actually measure whether the patient really has the pain they claim they have?
Now, I actually use a device called NeuralStand. It's an 8-delta nerve conduction study that comes as close to measuring pain as anything I've ever seen. You can see if there's a disc disease If the test is normal and you push on the spine, it might be coming from outside the spine, the facet. But all that aside, that's a $1 million question. If we could invent a pain meter, you and I, we could buy Las Vegas and win 4 Nobel Prizes. It's because when the pain signal goes north to the brain, okay, it goes laterally to the homunculus. The homunculus is the brain. The brain's mapping of the body. So if you pinch your thumb, it's right there, your thumb. It's a somatic transmission. But part of the signal also goes to the limbic or emotional system. And the definition of pain includes what your reaction to that stimulus is. And that stimulus may be real or imagined tissue damage. So it's just an extremely difficult question, and that's the problem with the narcotics is everything is self-reported. You know, and that's why you have to act like a policeman and run the PMP, you know, the make sure they're getting just from one doctor, do the urine drug samples and all that stuff. And it's you just hit the nail on the head. That's probably the most important question you could have asked, because we just don't know.
Well, if you do have pain, he's Dr. Payne. He's the guy to speak to. Robert O'Dell, he's the owner and medical director of Neuropathy at Pain Centers of America, located in Vegas on West Sahara. And, of course, he just told you about two clinics he's got in Tennessee as well. Contact them at 702-257-PAIN, 702-257-PAIN, or visit him online at nvpainrelief.com. If I ever have pain, you're the guy I'm going to. Thank you, Dr. O'Dell, for educating us.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, Wayne, for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, love to educate my listeners. You know, most of my people are getting older now, and everybody's got pain. Dr. Robert O'Dell, the man to see, 702-257-PAIN.
Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper. I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee. Guarantee 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Energize Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 a month. Where do you find those anymore? Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. And the two most important things you need to know is credibility, first of all. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. And second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. And just in premiums alone, forget about the savings with doctor visits, but the premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? That's the minimum, by the way. It could be as much as $150,000 to $200,000, but I've certainly saved a guaranteed minimum of $120,000. So next time you look at your bank account, just think if you could add $120,000 to the bank account, that's what you get with Liberty. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So you just look at the news and you ask the question, what kind of a country do we live in? The Trump Organization is going to be hit with criminal charges next week by Manhattan DA Cy Vance. And I don't know if you can say that without saying, oh my God. Do you realize nobody ever indicted Obama? No one ever indicted Hillary? No one ever went after any ex-presidents or any ex-presidential candidates for the Democrat Party? Trump never went after him. Big mistake. Big mistake, because now look how they treat you. You would think, being that he never indicted Hillary, which I thought was a giant mistake, I actually thought Obama would be indicted. He never indicted Brennan. He never indicted Clapper. I thought they'd all turn on Obama and Obama would get indicted. None of that happened. But it's not just that he didn't indict them or aggressively go after them. You'd think, being that he didn't do that, maybe they'd have a little pity on Trump and they'd say, well, we'll leave him alone. Nope. Nope, they're coming after him. They can't afford to let him run in 2024. So they're going to charge him with criminal charges related to tax-related conduct. Because his employees illegally received, this is according to NBC News, tax-free perks such as apartments and car leases. These are the types of cases that are never pursued. But there's a witch hunt going on. And it just never ends. Anyone attached to Trump, they go after. They're gonna come down with charges against the company. I don't know if it'll be actually Trump, but the Trump organization they're coming after. And then I assume next will be Trump. Ron Fischetti, an attorney for the Trump, said after the development was reported by the New York Times, I've been practicing for over 50 years and I've never seen a case like this. The corporate office will plead not guilty, will make an immediate motion to dismiss the case against the corporation. It's really quite amazing. So, okay, you gave a guy salary and a car lease and a free apartment, and that should have been taxed. Oh, my God. You're going to come after the former wonderful president of the United States that created the best economy in 50 years for that? This just shows you. This is another example of proof they stole the election. They need to distract you from a stolen election. The hysteria about the election, the hysteria about the idea of audits, now the DOJ, as of today, I don't think I mentioned this on the show, the DOJ is coming after the state of Georgia over voter ID. What a travesty. And now they want to indict the Trump organization. I'm assuming if they don't indict Trump, they couldn't find anything against Trump. They could only indict the actual corporation. So maybe Trump is okay, but his company will now have an indictment against him. It's really amazing. And then, of course, you know, the DOJ doesn't do anything about the election fraud in Georgia and places like it. Eyewitness outlines probable criminal activity in the Georgia 2020 election related to a Stacey Abrams temporary employee. Of course, I've mentioned this for days now. Stacey Abrams' firm made millions of dollars hiring out very suspect individuals to actually count the ballots. Like anybody would trust Stacey Abrams and her friends to count the ballots. My God. The individuals hired for the election were weak and uninspired. CV Media reported on some suspected criminal activity in Georgia related to the election. CV Media spoke with Fulton County, Georgia resident Barbara Hartman at length regarding her experience as a poll watcher during the election and the recount in Georgia. She has many years of experience working as assistant manager, 25 years as a manager of elections in Fulton County, Atlanta. She filed an affidavit after serving as a poll worker and then as an auditor and observed mailed-in absentee ballots that had not been folded. Mailed-in absentee ballots are folded, placed in the inner secrecy envelope. That envelope is then placed in the outer envelope to be mailed. All of the above election workers were Happy Face employees. Happy Faces employees. And, of course, the owner of Happy Faces is Stacey Abrams. We're not being monitored during voting or the polls closeouts or the ballot and flashcard transport to the World Congress Center by any Fulton County election officials. The hiring and training and actions of the election workers by Stacey Abrams should be investigated for wrongdoing. And the DOJ could not care less, but they're coming after Georgia for the sin of voter ID.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Five.